Good evening, world. It's midnight 30 on the 22nd of November 2011. And this is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. I am in the living room, surrounded by the lights of Tokyo. It's a clear, starry night tonight. And it was a beautiful sunset earlier. Really lovely. And I love this view, looking out at the blinking red lights of the skyscrapers. Anyway, it's been a really interesting day today, very busy. Started off with a breakfast meeting regarding a charity partner for my running projects, and the Tyler Foundation is a charity for childhood cancer, and I've supported them last year and I've worked with them, and so I hope that we can work together. And after that, I went to one of my clients' offices and did some work there, some IT stuff. And then following that, it was off to Akihabara to pick up the Cerevo Live Shell, which is a new live streaming encoder. It's very clever. Basically, you plug in an HDMI or composite video camera, and it connects directly to your Ustream account via a pocket Wi-Fi or via Wi-Fi or via an Ethernet cable. And I was really impressed by that, actually. Big improvement on the previous models. So that's something which... what it basically means is you can live stream from basically any camera just with a pocket Wi-Fi and this box that you plug it into. No computer required. Very cool. Tested out a few things there, and then I spent much of this evening thinking and experimenting with generating electricity through the movement of my body, and searching a lot online as well. It's really interesting how that is something which seems like it could be so powerful. For example, if we had shoes that could generate electricity, and yet there is nothing out there. There's a couple of research projects that I found. I found three research projects in this kind of thing, and two of them seem to have been abandoned at the prototype stage, and the other one seems to be coming on very, very slowly. And I don't know, it just seems like there's a real potential for a source of small amounts of energy to charge USB devices, for example. And yet, I know, the technology just seems to be lagging behind 2011. Like, electricity generation is such a huge problem, such a huge challenge, I'd be really interested and really excited to see the changes in my lifetime. Anyway, I've come up with an idea for a way in which I can generate electricity whilst running, only a small amount of electricity, and I've ordered a couple of bits off Amazon. So hopefully I can get those together, certainly before I go to Europe, if they arrive in time. And also, I've been planning for this weekend's running project in Ishinomaki. I've been speaking with NHK today, who called, they're interested in covering it. But unfortunately, the filming for the program is also on Saturday, so they'd have to do a live link from the studio to wherever I am. And I don't think they're prepared to do that, as it's outside of Tokyo. We did that during filming last week, but that was right next to the studio. So anyway, getting a lot more support for the Ishinomaki running project. So very excited, probably going up there on Friday. And all sorts going on. It's kind of, we've entered the end of the year rush, and I think it's going to be crazy from here on through to the holidays. So, kanbarimashou. All right, well, I think it's time for bed now, so take care wherever you are in the world, and have a lovely evening, and yes, indeed. All right, ta-ra.